I felt a little surge of protective warmth. She's an idiot. Should I tell her that, Dex? Would that be political? Our food arrived. Rose slammed the plates down in front of us as though she had been condemned by a corrupt judge to serve breakfast to baby killers. I gave her a gigantic smile, and she trudged away, muttering to herself. I took a bite and turned my thoughts to Deborah's problem. I had to try to think of it that way, Deborah's problem, not those fascinating murders, not that amazingly attractive M.O., or the thing so similar to what I would love to do someday. I had to stay uninvolved, but this was pulling at me so very hard. Even last night's dream, with its cold air. Pure coincidence, of course, but unsettling anyway. This killer had touched the heart of what my killing was about. In the way he worked, of course, and not in his selection of victims. He had to be stopped, certainly, no question. Those poor hookers. Still, the need for cold. So very interesting to explore sometime. Find a nice, dark, narrow place. Narrow? Where had that come from? My dream, naturally. But that was just saying that my unconscious wanted me to think about it, wasn't it? And narrow felt right somehow. Cold and narrow. Refrigerated truck, I said. I opened my eyes. Deborah struggled mightily with a mouthful of eggs before she could speak.
What?
Oh, just a guess. Not a real insight, I'm afraid. But wouldn't it make sense?
Wouldn't what make sense? She asked.
I looked down at my plate and frowned, trying to picture how this would work. He wants a cold environment to slow the blood flow. And because it's, cleaner.
If you say so.
I do say so. And it has to be a narrow space.
Why?
Where the hell did that come from?
Narrow.
I chose not to hear that question. So a refrigerated truck would fit those conditions. And it's mobile, which makes it much easier to dump the garbage afterward. Deborah took a bite of bagel and thought for a moment while she chewed.
So, she said at last, and swallowed. The killer might have access to one of these trucks, or own one?
Maybe. Except the kill last night was the first that showed signs of cold. Deborah frowned.
So he went out and bought a truck?
Probably not. This is still experimental. It was probably an impulse to try cold.
She nodded.
And we would never get lucky enough that he drives one for a living or something, right? I gave her my happy shark smile.
Ah, Deb, how quick you are this morning.
No, I'm afraid our friend is much too smart to connect himself that way. Deborah sipped her coffee, put the cup down, and leaned back.
So we're looking for a stolen refrigerator truck, she said at last.
I'm afraid so, I said. But how many of those can there be in the last 48 hours?
In Miami? She snorted.
Somebody steals one, word gets out that it's worth stealing, and suddenly every goddamn two-bit original gangster, Marilito, crackhead, and junior wise guy has to steal one, just to keep up.
Let's hope word isn't out yet, I said.
Deborah swallowed the last of her bagel.
I'll check, she said.
And then she reached across the table and squeezed my hand.
I really appreciate this, she said.
She gave me a couple of seconds of a shy, hesitant smile.
But I worry about how you come up with this stuff, Dex. I just...
She looked down at the table and squeezed my hand again.
I squeezed back.
Leave the worrying to me, I said. You just find that truck.